In the past 6 months, John Kerry and fellow Democrats have amassed $292 million compared to $272 million raised by President Bush and the GOP. Such an upset over a six-month cycle in an election year hasn't happened since 1992. Republicans still have an overall advantage in money raised and money available, having garnered $340 million last year. But the overall shift has countered criticism against the McCain-Feingold campaign finance law, which banned huge contributions from corporations, unions, and wealthy individuals.
The leaders of the Democratic Party were pretty mad at me for trying to pass this bill. They said it was going to kill the party. Well, that hasn't even remotely been true.
One of the bill's co-authors, U.S. Senator Russ Feingold of Wisconsin, says holding back big money has paid off for both of the major parties.
The National Republican Committee has got 400,000 new contributors. The Democratic National Committee has 800,000 new small donors. People giving small amounts of money, $10, $25, $50, maybe $100. It's a grassroots Democratic movement.
Feingold says while the GOP has largely relied on bundlers, people who gather individual donations going up to $2,000, Democrats have hit up donors through the Internet and direct mailing. He says further reforms could encourage more average Americans to run for office rather than millionaires. Feingold says they could even eliminate the Federal Elections Commission altogether, which he says has failed in regulating campaign finance laws. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.